Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation despite a new trend that is difficult to explain. It is called, cow hugging. And there's also breaking news, which is, C-SPAN has just suspended its political editor, Steve Scully, and suspended him indefinitely today. And why is this important? Who was Steve Scully? Steve Scully was the guy who was supposed to be hosting the debate that they were going to be having tonight. And it was a debate scheduled for Miami. The president is instead going to be doing a town hall in Miami. He refused to attend the debate because they wanted to hold it virtually. And the president didn't like Steve Scully serving as moderator. He had been selected on that, but now he's been suspended. So can you imagine that literally just a few hours before a major debate with the two presidential candidates, he would have been suspended, and who would they have replaced him with? Here's why they suspended him. He admitted to lying about his Twitter feed being hacked when he was confronted about a questionable exchange with former Trump aide Anthony Scaramucci. The news came on the day of what was supposed to be a career highlight for the 30-year C-SPAN veteran. Scully was supposed to moderate the second debate between President Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, but it was canceled after Trump would not agree to a virtual format, in other words, doing it remotely from somewhere else, because of his recent COVID-19 experience. By the way, one of the things that was revealed today by Melania Trump is that their son, their teenage son, Barron, who I believe is 13, he may be 14 by now, but Barron also tested positive. He has also recovered. He had very mild symptoms as a teenager, a strong teenager. He avoided it. In any event, a week ago, after Trump had criticized Scully as a never-Trumper, Scully tweeted, Scaramucci, should I respond to Trump? And that's obviously because he had been involved with Scaramucci, a former Trump communications director and now a very determined critic of the president. And the Mooch advised Scully, just ignore him. Scully said when he saw that his tweet had created a controversy, quote, I falsely claimed that my Twitter account had been hacked. He had been frustrated by Trump's comments and several weeks of criticism on social media and conservative news outlets about his role as moderator, including attacks directed at his family, he said. These were both errors in judgment for which I am totally responsible, Scully said. I apologize. He said he let his colleagues down at C-SPAN, fellow news professionals, and the debate commission. I ask for their forgiveness as I try to move forward in a moment of reflection and disappointment myself. C-SPAN said Scully confessed to lying about the hack yesterday. Wow. It's very, very strange. And after 30 years at C-SPAN, he's caught in a lie like this? Okay, why would he even bother to lie about that if what he was lying about was asking Anthony Scaramucci, who was somebody who had worked with Trump, should I respond to Trump, and then getting the advice Scaramucci telling him to ignore him, is that a reason to falsely claim that his Twitter account had been hacked? It's not a foolish thing. And again, it's sad. I mean, I had, frankly, I don't know much about Steve Scully, don't know the man, but he's been working for C-SPAN for 30 years, and his career is in ruins. This is very tough. And again, it's happening at a time that the campaign is, obviously, it's gotten very, very bitter. President Trump took off at a rally today in Greenville, South Carolina. He took off, we had a very major attack on Hunter Biden. And I am sure he's planning to do that when he meets with Joe Biden 1 week from tonight. Yes, that's correct. This debate was canceled tonight, but they have another debate in Tennessee coming up in Nashville. And that's 1 week from tonight. And one of the things that may come up in that debate is President Trump and his continued questioning about the entire electoral process. And one of the things that I think is most disturbing, and there have been whole liberal conspiracy theories based on it, is the notion that because it takes longer to count mail-in ballots, and much longer, that there will be a Trump lead on a Biden lead on a next election night. And, okay, let me try to get this straight for a moment. I'm still stunned by the Steve Scully thing. Okay, there will be on election night almost surely a Trump lead in many crucial states. And that's whether or not he's going to go on to win the election. Because it takes longer generally to count mail-in ballots than it does to count ballots when people go to a voting booth and they use a voting machine, because the machine registers the votes right away. And so it's very possible in some very close states, like, oh, say, North Carolina or Pennsylvania or Florida, all important states that both sides need to win, at least some of those states, that they will have misleading results on election night, where it's looking like Trump is prevailing, but then there will be voting ballots coming in. And the reason for this is because all the surveys show that President Trump has very successfully discouraged Republicans from sending mail-in ballots. He wants people to go to the polls and actually vote, line up for it, and not be afraid of the virus. Just go ahead and wait in lines at the polls. And there are a lot of people who are willing to do that. And so the Democratic fear that was highlighted in that much-discussed article in Atlantic Magazine is that Trump will claim victory on election night and then try to have disregarded all the votes that come in days later, sometimes weeks later, but are valid votes from mail-in balloting. He'll try to have them declared invalid. And, yeah, it's an ugly prospect. However, I was going over the actual laws in state after state, and listen to this. This alone should reassure everybody. So you can feel better and go forward and vote however you want, mail in your ballot or go in person, do whatever you want, but vote. Everybody should vote. But here is a report on two battleground states that are absolutely crucial, and they're very close according to most polling. Two battleground states that give election officials a lot of time to process ballots before election day are Florida and Arizona, which means they are likely to have complete results on election night. Okay, if I can mention something here. If President Trump loses both Florida and Arizona, he will not be reelected. Those two states and others, which others are likely to have complete results on election night or the very next day? A bunch of them. And that means, no, it won't be a cliffhanger necessarily. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Medved.
I like him. He's a good man. He's a good person.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. And the president should rest a little bit easier about getting in definitive election returns that are not going to stretch out for weeks and weeks and weeks. Why not? Because some of the most crucial states, states that will very clearly signal what is happening with the election overall. Because, look, you don't even need to wait out much of the vote count to know who's going to carry, say, for example, the state of Arkansas or of West Virginia. President Trump is very far ahead. Frankly, where I live, the state of Washington, we're doing an election. I should be getting my mail-in ballot any day. It's an all-mail-in vote here in Washington. But Joe Biden is going to win the state of Washington. A Republican hasn't carried the state of Washington since 1984, I believe. Maybe, yeah, it is. It's since 1984. Dukakis carried Washington. And every other Democrat has carried Washington. It's a Democratic state. And meanwhile, the New York Times is reporting, because the surge in mail-in ballots that need to be counted, if the presidential race is close, the winner may not be known on election night. More than 80.5 million absentee ballots have already been requested or sent to voters nationwide. Now, the reason that they're wrong about this election result not being known is because I mentioned Florida and Arizona, two crucial states, allow the election officials a lot of time to start processing the ballots before Election Day. And neither state allows ballots received after Election Day to count, which means theoretically there will be limits to a lengthy counting delays. Now listen to this. Michigan, another crucial state, which was one of the three crucial states that turned the election to President Trump last time. Michigan election officials have said they anticipate having the bulk of their results tabulated by the Friday after Election Day. Wisconsin election officials are confident they will have most of the counting done by the day after Election Day, in other words, that Wednesday, in part because the state's curing law, which allows voters a chance to fix some errors in advance. That is, if people have submitted ballots and they are discounting the ballot because they question the signature, then they can fix that in advance because they are allowed to point out the errors before Election Day. North Carolina officials, another crucial swing state where president's campaigning in the Carolinas today, North Carolina election officials still expect to have a vast majority of results counted on election night. Ohio, which was a red state in 2016, and Minnesota, a blue state in 2016, are also likely to have results early, though both states have provisions to accept ballots after Election Day, provided they were postmarked by November 3rd. And a late surge could delay complete results. Other election officials said that results and counting will most likely roll into the Wednesday, the day after the Election Day. But the point being here that if they have definitive results from Florida, Arizona, Minnesota, North Carolina, Michigan, you'll know, because there are only so many paths for the presidency for either candidate. There's also some new polling, and a big new Wall Street Journal national poll that we'll get to. But there's polling showing how important it is for people to participate and how uncertain the campaign still is and how much your vote can actually matter and change the course of history. The presidential polling roundup. In Georgia and Ohio, there are new polls that show Biden leading. 51 is a Quinnipiac poll, 51 to 44 in Ohio. That was a poll finished on October 12th, which was Monday, Columbus Day. And then another poll showing Biden and Trump tied in Ohio. two polls of North Carolina. A New York Times Siena poll showed Biden 4 points ahead in North Carolina. That was a state that Obama carried the first time he ran, but that, of course, Trump carried narrowly, of course, last time. There's a Daily Coast poll that finds Biden 5 points ahead in North Carolina. And then there's a poll in Indiana, which should be a safe Republican state, and looks like it is again. Trump is 7 points ahead there. And a poll in Arizona showing Biden 4 points ahead. That is a must-win state. It's 11 electoral votes. It's a must-win state for President Trump. It was crucial to his victory last time. Now, all of this going on goes to a column today by Karl Rove. And Karl Rove remains one of the top political analysts, conservative political analysts, certainly in the country right now, and really in American history. Remember, President Bush called him the architect. He helped President Bush win a decisive re-election victory. President Bush had not won a majority of the national vote. He won 51% when he ran for re-election in 2004 because of the strategies employed by Karl Rove. And Karl Rove writes today that the 2020 campaign has entered its stretch run. Though early voting just began, at least 14.9 million, so that's 15 million people, have already cast a ballot. This points to an election turnout that will easily eclipse 2016's total of 138 million votes. President Trump is now trailing nationally by double digits in public polls. Fresh off recovering from the coronavirus, he returned to the trail Monday with a rally in Sanford, Florida, and then a rally the next night in Pennsylvania. These have been very successful events for the president. The president must close on his strength, writes Karl Rove. His strength, the economy, on which people trust him more than they do Mr. Biden. Gallup recently asked Americans if they're better off today than they were 4 years ago. An astonishing 56% said, yes, we are, despite the pandemic and the recession. By comparison, only 45% said they were better off under Obama. He still won re-election. Only 47% thought they were better off under Bush, and he still won re-election. So what does the president have to do to close the gap? We will get to that and more on the Medved Show.
Receive 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store by becoming a MedHead member. Join now at michaelmedved.com. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate Judiciary Committee will vote Tuesday on subpoenaing Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey over the platform's blocking of a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's business activities in the Ukraine. Speaking with Fox News, Texas Senator Ted Cruz accuses the tech company of actively violating the First Amendment.
Big tech censorship has always been bad, but they really crossed the line in the last 24 hours. I'm not aware of their previously actively censoring major press outlets. It's not really any different than Twitter, blocking Fox News from sending out a story. Look, Fox News may be right or wrong. The New York Post may be right or wrong. But silencing the media is a direct violation of the principles of the First Amendment.
The Supreme Court nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett will go before the Senate for a vote on October 22nd. The Senate Judiciary Committee scheduled the vote Thursday at the end of a four-day confirmation hearing. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Your daily dose of debate.
I'm sorry, I cooled my temper here. You had me, my blood really boiling.
The Michael Medved Show.
And tonight on TV, on ABC, they are doing a Joe Biden town hall. On NBC, they are doing a Donald J. Trump town hall. And President Trump anticipated that town hall. This is clip 10, Jeremy. He's going there even though he's not so sure that that Lester Holt and Savannah Guthrie are ideal moderators. Here was the president stumping today in Greenville, South Carolina, hoping to help Lindsey Graham hang on to a Senate seat where the polling's very, very tight. This is the president.
So, you know, I'm being set up tonight, right? So I'm doing this town hall with Comcast, C-O-N, right? Con, because it's a con job. Comcast, C-O-N, not C-O-M, C-O-N, cast. So I'm doing it, and it's NBC, the worst, home of Sleepy Eyes, Chuck Todd, and some others. And they gave Lester Holt, he's a beauty. They gave Joe Biden a week ago a town hall, and it was meant for children. In fact, speaking of Barron Trump, fully recovered in like a record time, Barron Trump would do great on that show because he's a young child. They asked him questions that a child could answer, any child. A smart child, not such a smart child. And they got taken apart. You know, it was a joke. It was a joke. And so they asked me if I did, and I figured, what the hell, we get a free hour on television. And we have Savannah Guthrie. She's always lovely, isn't she? But I figure, why not? What's the difference in tone between what they did to this guy that can't put two sentences together and what they do to me? But with me, it's me. It's our life. We know what we're doing, and we just go on and we do it.
So, again, trying to make sure people watch his show rather than watch Biden's. By the way, I fully expect President Trump on NBC will get better ratings than Joe Biden on ABC. Because, look, a Donald Trump performance on TV is going to be more lively, more exciting, more interesting, more liable to surprise or shock or horrify or delight or inspire you than a Joe Biden performance on TV. And the shame here is that the debate that was supposed to be taking place tonight fell apart. But I guess that is history now. They have another debate coming up a week from tonight. And what Karl Rove points out about the Biden campaign at the moment is he says that Mr. Biden's spots are now omnipresent on television in battleground states. And if any of you are out there in battleground states, not listening in the state of Washington, which is not a particular battleground, then you undoubtedly see tons and tons and tons of Biden ads. And they are omnipresent on TV in battleground states, the result of a fundraising machine that generates money almost as fast as a Democratic Congress would spend it. Team Biden has bought far more 60-second ads than any presidential campaign in history. Evidence it has more money than it knows what to do with. Minute-long ads cost much more than twice as much as 30-second ads. Do you know that? Because you're buying them more politically valuable, I think they assume. There's little pretense, writes Karl Rove, that the Democratic nominee is running on an agenda. He's running on a mood. That may be enough to win and even win big. But if he's elected, Mr. Biden would not have much of a mandate to do anything except not be Donald Trump. If Mr. Biden moves to fulfill the Democratic Party platform and the Biden-Sanders Unity Task Force recommendations, so-called, expect Americans to rebuke the party's leftward lurch in a 2022 rout that makes the 2010 GOP midterm victory look modest. That means or could mean the Republicans taking back the House, which they're not going to do this time, taking back the Senate, if that becomes necessary because of a Senate loss, which is not baked in, not yet, this time. And it is something to think about, that if Biden actually tries to keep some of the promises that he's making now, he could have a very troubled presidency and a big reversal in that first midterm election in 2022. But first things first, Rove writes, the election is less than 3 weeks away. The Real Clear Politics average has Mr. Biden up nearly 10 points nationally and ahead in all but a few battlegrounds. However, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, North Carolina, and Ohio are all within the margin of error. The Democratic nominee's favorables have also gone up. He's in the catbird seat. Of course, so was Hillary Clinton around this time in 2016. The situation today, he writes, is more dire for Mr. Trump. 4 years ago, he needed a straight, and he drew it. This time, he needs something like a royal flush. In such a bizarre year, anything is possible. But possible doesn't mean likely. As insurance, Republicans better fight like hell to keep the Senate. That, I think, is entirely true, and you can't argue with that in a practical point of view. Concerning those Senate races, bad news in polling from Colorado, where Senator Cory Gardner, who eminently deserves re-election, is running behind, and from Arizona, where Senator Martha McSally is running behind, though at least according to one poll, it's gotten closer. And that's the name of the game. is at this point closing gaps. And there are certain kinds of candidates who like running as underdogs. And what's fascinating is President Trump, I think, is relishing that role right now. He likes to run as an outsider. It's tough to run as an outsider when you've been president for 4 years. And people are very familiar with you. They know what you've done. They know what you're doing. And he talks about that. But he seems to be trying to do a blueprint of the Harry Truman very successful underdog campaign of 1948, where he talked to people about, you don't like the way things are going in Washington, blame the do-nothing Republican Congress. The Republicans had taken over Congress in 1946, and Truman ran against them in 1948. He won the presidency, and he won back control of the Congress of the United States. Could Trump have that same kind of impact? Probably not on the House side, because too many Republicans retired. But anyone who believes that this presidency, this presidential election, is set in stone is just flat out wrong. When we come back, there is a political story that probably won't impact the presidential race, but I think it does raise all kinds of questions about where we are in terms of judging candidates. We have a almost a perpetual scandal machine with various candidates. The New York Times had a column today from Gail Collins, who tried to make the point that, oh, the American people are over sex scandals. They don't count anymore. But there is a story from the far frozen north that indicates that may not be always the case. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED. MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
High-tech company called TechSee, which is a software app that can help technicians and help customer service teams see whatever the customer sees without ever stepping inside their home or office. Perfect for the continuing pandemic, right? Okay, TechSee is safe and it's easy, and it's already revolutionizing how companies like Salesforce, Verizon, and Samsung provide customer support. Now, as the category leader in the visual assistant space, and with remote support being essential during the pandemic, TechSee is uniquely positioned to continue to maximize their market share with leading enterprise companies. And you can invest in a company like TechSee because it's one of those companies on offer from our crowd. This is a fascinating story, this particular company, and there are a bunch of other companies like that. You should read about them. And you can by going to michaelmedved.com, clicking on the banner for Our Crowd, giving you a chance to make some very exciting and often very rewarding investments in high-tech companies. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Our Crowd. It's my brother's company based in Jerusalem, Israel. Go to the banner for Our Crowd at michaelmedved.com. Okay, this story just kind of amazed me, because for people who follow Alaska politics, and I kind of do, I've spoken twice at Lincoln Day dinners for the Alaska Republican Party, and was invited up there at one point by Governor Palin when she was governor. And look, Alaska politics is interesting. It's very interesting right now. There's a hot Senate race in Alaska between the incumbent Republican and an independent who's really a Democrat in disguise who's challenging him. The Republican is Dan Sullivan. But another figure who's been huge in Alaskan politics, he was a Democratic candidate for Senate, he was a Democratic candidate for House, he lost those races, but he's serving a second term as mayor of Anchorage, which is by far the biggest city in Alaska. It's close to Anchorage metropolitan area, it's close to half the state's population. And the mayor, whose name is Ethan Berkowitz, announced at the Anchorage Assembly, which is their equivalent of the city council, "It is with profound sadness and humility that I resign as mayor of the municipality of Anchorage." That was a statement read by his chief of staff, Berkowitz, who's 58, noted that his conduct did great injury to his wife, their family, his staff, and the people of Anchorage. For that, I am deeply sorry. The saga that has been the buzz of Alaska started when a TV reporter, glamorous TV reporter, on a local news station named Maria Athens posted a video on her Facebook page last Friday, the same day that the station barred her from coming into her studio. In the video, she claimed she would break a story that night. She never did. Claiming that Mayor Berkowitz had posted nude photos on an underage website. She later also posted what she said was a photo of the mayor's, well, his nude rear end. Why she had, well, okay. And there was also a release by the station, and this is after the mayor resigned, of a conversation that she had with the mayor when she called him. She actually left him a voicemail. And the voicemail, which has to be heavily edited for broadcast, sounded like this. Number 14.
It's Maria Athens from Fox ABC CW News at National Alaska. I just learned through my Emmy award-winning journalism, you're also a pedophile and like little girls and children. And there's a website. I'm so exposing you. I'm going to get an Emmy. So you either turn yourself in, yourself, or do what you need to do. I will personally you and Mara Kimmel, myself, you Jewish piece of living. You have met your match, mother. You have met your mother match. I can't believe I am such a good person and thought I loved you. I hate, I don't even hate you. I will pray for your Zionist match, you piece of loser. And I'm putting this on the news tonight. Bye. Have a great Friday, you mother.
Okay, here's the story of how this happened, and it's pretty amazing. The story from the Anchorage Daily News today. Molly Blakely watched in shock last Friday morning as the local news anchor she had just met for an interview dialed Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz and launched into an obscenity-filled tirade. You just heard it. In 58 seconds, Maria Athens accused the mayor of pedophilia, promised to win an Emmy for exposing him, and threatened to kill him and his wife. That Mara Kimmel is his wife. You have met your match, mother, blah, blah, blah. She ended the call. Moments later, the phone rang. The mayor was calling back. Athens put him on speakerphone. He just kept saying, I don't know what you're talking about, to her. He finally hung up. Now, this Molly Blakely was the author of a self-published book who was supposed to be at the TV station for an interview with this Maria Athens. And Blakely said she was flattered when Athens messaged her on Facebook asking to do an in-studio interview about Blakely's self-published book. They made a plan to meet at 11 a.m., things seemed off from the start, said Blakely, who came in to meet her. Athens arrived 15 minutes late and struck Blakely as intoxicated when she did show up. Well, there you have it. Through her attorney, Athens said she had been in the building the whole time, but happened to be in the restroom when Blakely arrived. She denies she was intoxicated. Of course she does. After the cameras stopped and doing their interview, the two were chatting in the studio with Athens, talking again about her dislike, her hatred, in fact, for the mayor. Then Blakely chimed in with an anecdote of her own. I said something like, I'm not his biggest fan either. I believe my daughter was trafficked a few years ago, and he was one of her customers. Now, the Anchorage Daily News reached the daughter, who said, it's not true! She's now 20. She goes by her middle name of Ray in her work as an adult content producer. Ray says she was simply trying to get her mom off her back and made up a fictional government worker. She said he was a short guy. Apparently, Mayor Berkowitz is a short guy, so her mother assumed it was him. But Ray said she's never met the mayor. She's never had anything to do with him. Okay, this whole thing then explodes And the problem is the mayor did admit to an inappropriate sexting relationship. He says it was nothing more than that with this Maria Athens. Okay, there... You've heard me talk about this on the show before. Mental illness is a real problem. And this particular TV anchor, by the way, she was banned from her own studio. Apparently, she was threatening people and breaking things in the studio. So she was banned from the studio. And it also turns out that apparently the station manager was, she says, her fiancé. He admits her boyfriend. This is not such a good look for the media up in Anchorage or for the Democratic Party. Mayor Berkowitz was one of the most prominent Democrats in the state. And what does it indicate? It indicates that, okay, a relatively discreet sex scandal hasn't killed the campaign, not yet, of Cal Cunningham, who's challenging Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina. He's still running, but more narrowly ahead. But something like this that is so wacky and so disgusting and so irresponsible, Berkowitz acknowledged he couldn't continue as mayor. And it should be... Well, it's one of the most peculiar things. If he did send nude pictures of himself to Maria Athens, why does somebody do that? It's one of the most strange, peculiar temptations that is out there. And there are a lot of famous people who have fallen prey to it. Some of them, others, famous people from Fox News, former Hall of Fame football quarterback, which we know about. I mean, honestly, we can do better and maybe raise the level of our politics and our media in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.